somebody's eyes, not mine.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard some Apollo Ghost. That was Why Can't I Be the Man on Stage from their new landmark album, Landmark. This is Spencer Lindsay. You're listening to the Student Special Hour. I'll be here with you until about 1 o'clock when I have to run to work. Well, I'm not going to run. I'm going to get the bus. Oh, I guess... just woke up. My jokes are pretty corny. They're always corny, though. Anyway, today I'm going to be sharing a few clips I've gathered over the last little while. I have a clip from the Musqueam 100th day of protest from their Cessnaughton protest. I was on the news on Monday sharing a bunch of clips. I have another one that I haven't shared on. I think I've been on about like 4 different shows on 3 different radio stations sharing these. Just trying to get the message out, you know, straight from the Musqueam to the airwaves, because the media hasn't been doing a great job of covering that story. But I have another clip of actually 2 youth who participated in the run from the protest site to deliver the petition to Christy Clark's office. So traditionally, at least how I understand it, is Musqueam would have runners, especially during wartime, to send messages between communities. It was a lot quicker than the canoe. So the community decided on the 100th day of protest to protect their ancestors who've been dug up. Their graves have been desecrated because someone's trying to build a condo on this ancient village site that is a historical... a Canadian historical site, and has been for a long time. So in order to bring that petition, they decided to send runners, drawing strength from their ancestors. And I talked to a couple youth. Actually, it was on... we were driving back up to UBC. They were dropping me off so I could start editing the audio. And in the car, I caught up with 2 of the runners, 2 youth. And so... let's have a listen. Here we go.
To be a part of this protest means a lot. I'm just down here to support the Musqueam family nation. And as far as the run goes, I wanted to run and support the rest of the families and speak on behalf of the ancestors of Musqueam Nation. I'm learning very much from Cecilia Point. She's a great leader. She's led all of us through all of this, and I just want to thank her very much.
What would you have to say to other youth wanting to get involved, wanting to reconnect with their culture, and wanting to support important causes like this?
To all the youth, just do what you believe in. Just keep on running. Listen to your family and your elders, and you'll get through life.
Hi, my name is Stephen Gladue. In my culture, my name is Standing Wolfpaw Kakanusit, which in Cree means the tall ones of the tall people. Well, I came down to support the Musqueam brothers and sisters. They put out a call for everybody to come down, so I felt as though I had to come down.
What do you think about the atmosphere when you get down there? Like, how does it feel to be, you know, have so many community members down there sharing stories and standing up for what they believe in?
Well, I feel as though when I get down there, it's a different type of vibe from being just in the city, because in the city, you're just surrounded by a bunch of people you don't know. But when you go down there, even though you don't know people, you feel as though you're family. And that's how it's been the past 100 days, is the people who have gone down are now family. And it's great.
Anything you would like to say to other youth out there?
I'd say definitely come down. It doesn't matter if you're Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, if you're Cree, if you're Apache, or anything like that. You could be black, white, what have you. Just come down. If you feel as though this is something you want to be a part of, this is something you want to support, then do it. Do what feels right.
Can you tell us an Indian first, then?
Mr.
Welcome back to the Student Special Hour, your opportunity to hear UBC students, CITR members, student execs, any students wanting to get on the air, because this is a campus and community station. And my name is Spencer Lindsay. I'll be with you till 1 o'clock today. And you just heard Miss Christy Lee, who's a Musqueam, I guess, rapper, educator, and protester as well. I saw her down at the Cessna 100th Day protest with her little girl, and that song is great. I mean, she's speaking in the ancestral language of the Musqueam people, Hukumalam, which is the downriver dialect related to what the Stalo people speak down in the Fraser Valley, and also related to some of the languages on the island. And the way I understand it is a lot of those nations are also related through their common ancestor, Capilano, or Capilano, as it's been anglicized. And I'm not even saying it right. But you heard her speaking. You know, I've heard enough Musqueam speakers talking in public and talking to elders, and it's funny, I'm picking up on a lot of those words that she's saying. I heard that over and over again. So it's great that she's, you know, I can hear the teaching of, you know, this language, really at-risk language, right? There's few really like fluent speakers left, few speakers left, but it's still really, really important to the Musqueam culture. So next up, I'm going to play a couple PSAs. Again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC, the sub, top floor. Come give us a visit. I'm going to play a couple PSAs, and then after that, I thought I'd play Musqueam Elder Larry Grant, a quick clip of him explaining the name Humlesum, which is a... It's a transformation story shared by a lot of groups in this area. There's actually a rock down on, I think if you take Trail 9 or Trail 6, down to the beach from UBC, there's this formerly freshwater stream, the spring, that runs down, and there's a big rock. And it's said that someone was there using the water really greedily and not sharing in Chels, came by, turned them to stone, and that stone is still there. So I'm going to play a clip after these messages of Larry Grant talking about that, and I think you'll also hear about, you know, a little bit about what I was talking about, the language. So stay tuned.
In need for some textbooks, the UBC Bookstore offers 5 textbook choices: used, new, custom, ebooks, and rentals. Personalized book lists are also offered starting August 13 through their website, bookstore.ubc.ca. Come in and visit, located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC campus. CITR, Mantra Radio, Enchant, and Give Peace a Chance presents Women of Bhakti, a new film by Geneva Harrison in its Canadian debut screening. Come to Open Door Yoga at 16th and Arbutus, Friday, August 17th at 8 p.m. to catch this documentary film about women in the Bhakti. Tickets are $20 and include the film, a Meet the Producer opportunity, refreshments, and kirtan. For more information, visit givepeaceachant.org.
Like people that have been at Totem Residence, mm-hmm. it's been a transforming thing, in a sense. And you come to the universe to be transformed into someone that you're not, mm-hmm. or you may already be that person, but you don't realize. And the sharing of resource, which is information, intelligence, all of the different knowledges of the world that come together at the university, should be shared freely so that people move through life together and grow together. And that, to me, is part of the transformation, to be able to transform. One must be able to absorb information that was shared freely, and that's the resource. Mm-hmm. And if you don't share a resource, you don't, and you hold it close to your chest, it will die with you, and people won't grow. And that's part of the transformation process. Many people are full of information, full of resource, but hold it close to their chest, and therefore that information gradually dies out. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think about when I think about a lot of those health stories. Is not to be to me, a greedy, nasty person, but to be able to, and you don't have to be nasty, just greedy, and not share what your knowledge with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and other people could be your family, could be other nations coming in, other people that may help you through that sharing of resource. And that's important. So, but that's what I know about.
Boy, I wanna claim that on a ride in West. And a guy, I run off him out and I big up him chest bout. A party, them come in distress. How about them make me tell on of this? Wanna make sure I got down, no bulletproof this. Cause when me pop up on a flirt, anything we come for test, they say them gone underground. Figure rest, make me tell you about scalp them and hang them up high. Scalp them and hang them up high. Scalp them and hang them up high. Me, I can scalp them and hang them up high. Scalp them and hang them up, aye. Scalp them and hang them up, aye. Scalp them and hang them up, aye. Me have a scalp, yeah, man.
And you're still listening to CITR 101.9. We just had a little musical interlude there. You heard after Larry talking about Humlesum transformation story, kind of in context with the experience of students here. If you heard about 3-4 songs back, Larry was talking about you know, sharing knowledge. And what he learned from that story I mentioned about, you know, not sharing water and then you get turned to stone. What he was kind of putting that in context of UBC. If you're always taking knowledge and always keeping it inside and not sharing, that knowledge is going to die with you, right? So, you know, now that Humlesum name is on one of the Totem Park residences, and the idea is that students will identify with that. They'll realize that, you know, as they start their journey at UBC, it's really important to keep in mind to always be sharing that resource of knowledge. And yeah, because that's what we're here for as students. So after Larry, you heard Indians from All Directions by the Tribe Called Red, who are a group out of Winnipeg who've been doing big things. They were long listed for the Polaris Prize this year. They're doing a lot. I met some programmers at the NCRC, National Campus Community Radio conference in Kingston, who from Winnipeg, and you know, they've you know, done tons of interviews there. They're really supportive of the community. You know, they you know, donated their music to my friend's film. They're you know, they're doing a lot more than just music, right? I heard an interview with them the first time I saw them. They were being interviewed for a live podcast, and they were saying, you know, ideally what their long-term goal are going to be is to be able to go, you know, to small reserved communities and basically provide the means for youth there to be doing what they're doing, is, you know, incorporating their culture into their music, into their own music, like dance music that they've grown up with and they love, hip hop music. One of the DJs in that group is a DMC champion turntablist. So and I think that's wonderful. After Indians from All Directions by A Tribe Called Red, you heard Tony Allen Afro Disco Beat, remixed, well, edited by JLM, also known as, I think, House of Doors. He has tons of names, but he's part of the Love Dancing DJ duo, who actually formed at a CITR DJ competition, the first DJ competition. So he... JLM won the DJ competition, and second place was Chris Wang, and they got together after that and formed Love Dancing, and they're both now involved in Mood Hut. I really suggest you check out some of the Mood Hut mixes. It's a lot of local electronic. JLM's also in Aquarian Foundation, who's putting out, I just picked up their tape, it's great, deep house stuff. And then after Afro Disco Beat, you heard Ten Snake, Coma Cat, and that was another edit, a radio edit by another CITR alumni, UBC alumni, Rico Uno. So, yeah. I'd like to mention a couple, since this is the student special hour, and for all you students out there, and even people around the UBC community, I have a few events picked up off the UBC events website. So first up today, from until 1:30 today, if you're on campus right now, you can go up to the UBC Farm and check out the UBC Farm Wednesday Campus Market. The UBC Farm Wednesday Campus Market features an assortment of fresh UBC Farm produce. The midweek market in front of IK Barber Library offers student, staff, faculty members a convenient opportunity to purchase UBC Farm produce. That's awesome. I guess a confession of mine is I've been here around UBC for 6 years. I'm just about to start my master's. I did 5 years of undergrad, and I still have never been up to the UBC Farm. So that's great that they're bringing it down here. And that's awesome. I know there's a lot of kids camps going on there this summer, so probably a lot of stuff being being planted and worked on by child labor, so you can go and, you know, get some some produce. I also heard that Zach Galifianakis got married there this weekend at the UBC Farm. If anyone was there, please give me a call at 604-822-2487 and tell me all the juicy details. Some people might think that's kind of random that he was here, but I know he was a big part of the comedy scene here for a long time, and yeah, that's great. Next up, another event happening today between 3:30 and 4:30 is Academic Writing for Graduate Students, a free workshop. There's a lot of this stuff going on. I mean, all it takes is a little uncovering. You can get a lot of, you know, free training. But what's next? Ongoing at the Museum of Anthropology at UBC. And any student, anyone with any person that identifies as Aboriginal, it's free to get in. And I really suggest you go check out Kesu, which is an exhibit about the art and the life of Doug Cramner. And Doug Cramner has a special connection to UBC because Totem Park Residence was named after Totem Park, which was kind of an outdoor museum, they called it, air quotes, outdoor museum. Had a lot of, like, preserved, I guess, some might say stolen, I don't know, poles that have been brought down from Haida Gwaii and kind of restored and put up at UBC. And then Bill Reed and Doug Cramner made their own new poles. They made two kind of mini longhouses, I guess, short houses, and a bunch of carvings. That wolf that you see in the main hall of the Museum of Anthropology, the one you're actually allowed to touch, that was made for Totem Park. And there was a great book that came out along with the Doug Cramner, kind of as a part of the launch of this Doug Cramner exhibit at MOA, that tells some stories about when he was working on those pieces. And one of my favorite stories is he was in that, there was a shed until last year, there was a carving shed beside the Totem Park residences, and it hadn't been used for a few years. Well, actually, I think one person was still using it. They really tried to save it, but UBC didn't want it. They just didn't listen to the longhouse or anyone that was trying to save it. So anyway, it's now gone, but that's where Doug Cramner and Bill Reed worked. And Doug was in this book, he told a story about, you know, there'd always be tourists and UBC students coming in while he was working. And he was so sick of all kind of the dumb questions that were being asked about, you know, like, oh, you're an Indian, like, you know, what do you mean? He was just so tired of that he would get his friend to tell everyone that came in that he couldn't speak English. Or another trick he'd do is if he saw people coming in, he'd put down his carving tools, he'd grab a broom and just start sweeping up, you know, just like, I'm just the janitor here, don't talk to me. So anyway, I'd really suggest you go check out the art and life of Doug Cramner at the Museum of Anthropology. It's on until Monday, September 3rd. So go. And pick up the book too. Have a look. It's great. He was a really amazing artist. Another thing happening on the UBC Point Grey campus right now is Together Again, Nihalk Faces of the Sky. So on April 5th, UBC Anthropology students unveiled a one-case exhibit that they curated about the coming together of two Nihalk sun masks and their corona. They're made from made for ceremonial use in the late 1800s by artists from Bella Coola and Kimsquit. The original components were separated at some point in time. The face mask was purchased by MOA in 1963, and the corona became joined with the new face masks, both of which were donated by the private collector of the Seattle Art Museum in 1976. Then from 1920, a photo by Harlan Smith, curators saw the relationship between these objects and proposed a plan to reunite them. Through a unique collaboration between the students, MOA, and the Seattle Art Museum, and in consultation with NoHo community members, this was actually made possible to the delight of, you know, us visitors and to NoHawks. So the exhibit will be on display in the Multiversity Gallery until the fall. So check that out. And then it will be traveling to Seattle Art Musqueam. So a great, I guess, a story of, I guess it's sort of like repatriation. You know, true repatriation would be if it was back in the community's hands. But that's really interesting. You know, two pieces that were separated coming back to life through the efforts of UBC students. Coming back together through the efforts of UBC students. So, play another couple of PSAs, and then I will be back with some Young Braes. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Spencer Lindsay. This is Student Special Hour. I don't want to love and leave you.
I don't want to love and leave a friend. NPR Top 10 Living Songwriter David Dondero is performing an hour-long set of original music at the Electric Owl on August 18th. Joined by local acts, the D Trevlon Band, and Elliot Way, this is a rare show that is not to be missed. Doors open early. Tickets are available at Highlife, Dandelion, Zulu, and Red Cat Records, as well as online at northerntickets.com. Sponsored by Beatroot and CITR 101.9 FM.
Wear your UBC pride. The UBC Bookstore has a massive selection of official UBC and Thunderbird clothing and backpacks, 100% sweatshop free. They also have a dazzling array of accessories and giftware and proudly sell Tom's shoes. Located at the corner of East Mall and University Boulevard, UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support UBC campus.
So next up, I'm going to play a little sweet. A mixtape. It's only 10 minutes long, but it works really, really well. It's great. This is a guy named James Bowman from the island, from Victoria, originally from Cranbrook, and he goes by the name Young Braes. And I really love his music. He has a lot of great references. And it really speaks to me, speaks to my generation. He talks a lot about, you'll hear him talk about, kind of the isolation of you know, like being in Victoria, everyone moves to Vancouver and you're kind of like, I'm still in the island, but I'm here, but I'm not. And a lot of stuff I really relate to. So I hope you enjoy it. This is Young Braes. You can check out him on Bandcamp and you can download this mixtape for free. It's called Special Herbs and Slices. Just a little warning. There may be some references to some things little kids don't do. But I don't think there's any swearing. So it should be good. All right, you listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
Back and forth, I hustle with the horseman, puffing on a four.
Horseman, that's
shit. That's for all you, that's for all you guys that like clothes, clothes out there. I know you like them. You love those things. You love clothes. Hashtag menswear. SS12.
Cheer, cheer.
FW12.
Cheer, cheer.
SS13. The SS Minnow. Shit. Young Gilligan. And we're back. We're back. We're back. Yeah, feel free. Yeah, keep coming in. Keep coming in. Yes.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Chris Newman.
We have been for many hours now. Are you certain you know where we are going? And why are we traveling in this direction?
On that rise before us.
City? But there is no city on the desert sand. Unless...
For a change, fortune smiles on us. Yonder will make a fine place to pass the night.
I have heard legends of this city in the sand. Legends of a hideous creature that prowls.
I'm weary. That city offers the promise of a soft bed and more.
What the hell is he talking about? I got a haircut today. First got it when I was six, didn't know any tricks, but a fact, first time I busted open and flip, spit. When I wonder if I don't, then I split. Banana cream cooler, don't let the game ruin you. Rubik's Cube flow, no telling what the pukes will do. Looking down at a hater, motherfucker, who are you? Hootie hoo bitches, I'm coming through like Scooby-Doo. Mystery machinist, paler than Christian Bayless. The bailiff, call Judge Judy, the way we roll in a doobie. Roll through like a movie, with the two wheels, two steels, but I'm not kidding. Jason in the mask when I'm spitting. Stationed at the Mac with my writtens, no circumcision. Rap game in a smart clamp. Your lady chose me, cause a pot stamp. Wetter than a shark tramp. The smart tramp stay glowing like a dark lamp. Get my Hendrix on, tell the hens to flock. Let my friends just watch while I tempt the spot. I mention lots on Twitter and some other sites. Smother mics, no pillow. I'm a chill bro, so your girl be scratching me like a Brillo. Padlock, watching Matlock in a hammock. Throwing a whale of a time, call me Hancock.
Yeah.
Youngbreeze.com.
That really sucks.
Original hip-hop music.
I dare any of you goofy motherfuckers to rap against me.
Silly guys.
Silly guys.
Silly, guys.
Silly, silly,
silly, silly,
silly, silly, silly, silly guys. Yo, we lost a lot of...
Steve Jobs gone, iPhone in his memory.
memory. Steve Jobs gone, iPhone in his 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 memory.
Steve Jobs gone, iPhone in his memory. 3G's later and she coming straight to bed with me. 4G's later in America she texting me. 4G's overseas online mention me. Mentioning things, mentioning things. Mention me please, mention me please. Mention me please. I didn't know what I wanted but eventually cheese is where I landed. Melting on the island where I'm stranded. Summertime stutter, stepping on a cloud, getting high with my brothers. Jake Gyllenhaal. You got a broke back, climbing up the mountain, now you in a crawl. I'm in a stall on a boat, just twisting. One trippy stick for the mission, miss it. Well wishing, pretty women singing songs, stripping. Sing along songs like a Cisco slipped in.
Steve Jobs gone, iPhone in his memory. Steve Jobs gone, iPhone in his memory. Steve Jobs gone, iPhone in his memory. Steve Jobs gone, iPhone in his memory.
I'm taking over tracks like the third reach. I'm on my third speech, straight B.I. Hanging out of Mia, Miami with a beach long like Nia. Looking for the knee high, stockings of even thigh high. Sky high when I smoke, call me Southwest. No subway, I'm super saucy out west. Without a doubt, best buy if you in the future. Shopping online, only obscure couture. No Disney, more like Walt Chamberlain. Countess at a 360, head spinning when she with me. Rolling through the sticky, messy at the memories of scrolling through my history. And now I'm making history.
Before we go any further,
lower Pandora, you bastard.
Thanks, everyone.
Yes, oh, yes, this was our song.
For everybody.
So.
YoungBraze.com.
So show me your buttons.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Come in.
Throw a toast to the gods. Stay sipping rye. Rye bread's just what I'm toasting in the morning. Never catch me groaning, Matthew. But I always catch him moaning. Damn, dude. You gotta do him like that. Shit, I had to. This a happy song. Motherfucker, mad dude. Forget about the sad blues. Clueless how I get myself ready. Leprechaun background. Never catch me mismatching. Unless it's on purpose, I'm wetter than a porpoise. Purple Kush puffin' in the office. Using every last orifice. Mr. Holland's opus. Twisting with the orphans. You chick on my foreskin. So I do it like a forklift. Get it really high then down like she was snorkeling. Spit Ultravent. Shit, don't nobody notice him. Ovarian flow, sipping on the Ovaltine. Oval shaped frame key, call me Ovaltine. The bong water make the ocean green. The flow brand new, grand opening.
Congratulations.
The bitches all hope it's me. When they see a 5 panel and a Navy coat approaching me.
Joker
queen, ace of base. But I'd rather play Uno, I'm so Pluto. High in outer space, but not really a planet. Haters kick me out cause they couldn't understand it. Couldn't really stand it. Understated gentleman, undercover general. Uncover your genitals and shake it like a jello dude. Hello dudes, I'm here called a federal. Rap agency. I joined the rap game cause I could play for free.
And welcome back to CITR 101.9 Student Special Hour. And we just heard YoungBraze, Special Herbs and Slices, his mixtape. You can check out his videos online. Look him up, YoungBraze, on YouTube. Parts 1 through 5 all have amazing videos. I really like the Steve Jobs. I like all of them. And the last one's really funny and sexy. Anyway, check it out, local artist. I think he had his first Vancouver show just on the weekend at the Waldorf. It was great. It was awesome. But then I left because the Waldorf is so crowded. I sound like such an old person saying that. I guess I had a really long day, but dang. I mean, everyone was running into me. I couldn't get a drink, and then it was, like, on me. I don't know. Bah, kids these days. Anyway, what else did I get up to? Well, me. I got up to, I went yesterday to the Storm Crow Tavern. It was the first day that the Storm Crow on Commercial, it's located, let me find the address here. It's right on the cross of Charles and Commercial. I'm not sure what it used to be, but anyway, check it out. Today is the second day that it's on. 1305 Commercial. That's where it's at. And it's great. Bar manager there is our beloved former music director here, former host during this hour and a half. Luke Mead. So I saw a lot of great CITR family alumni out there yesterday, and it's cool. They have everything on the menu is $6, and I had a nice warm chicken sandwich with a few fries. You know, really normal. I don't know, just sensible portions, and local beers on tap. Yeah, they're still kind of, that was the beta launch, but I really suggest you go down there, say hi, get some food, get some drinks, and support it. It's funny, it's a, I don't know how to describe it. There's a medieval, element to the bar, but it's not like ridiculous at all. It's really, really tastefully done and really, really unique. A lot of wood, dark wood in there. I don't know how to describe it. You should check it out. And then they have a lot of like fantasy posters. But again, really, really tastefully done. So check it out. 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 Speaking of former staff, I was at the second annual rooftop party, CITR rooftop party on the weekend as well. Wow, I was busy. I was busy. Anyway, it was a chance, it was hosted by our longest serving board member, Dave Frank, and he invites all student execs, staff to come out. And, it was great because there was a lot of, CITR alumni that were around, you know, on the board during the 80s and staff from that time. And I learned a lot about CITR and a lot about, how it functioned in the past, and it really gave me a lot of ideas about how to move things forward. I've been involved with the station for a long time, but I got new energy and new ideas, and kind of, it's important to know the beginning of the story of the organization and you know, how other people have struggled before you to put us in the place that we are, where we're, you know, able to get on the radio and broadcast live on the FM dial, and you know, students will have a lot of autonomy and I guess power to, you know, develop the direction of the station here, which is great. A lot of other stations have really strong boards of directors who push everything through, and you know, they don't pay attention to students or programmers, and it just gets into politics, and they don't share what's going on, and they just kind of cut themselves off. It's very different here, you know? You have more of a hands-off board. You have great staff who love working with students, and so much new blood coming in every year on the student exec. I remember the first year I was here, they had me in, and there was barely enough student execs to get by. Well, I wouldn't say to get by, but, you know, there wasn't that much interest. And then over the years and years after, it grew and it grew and it grew, and now we have so many people we don't know what to do with. But it's awesome. I love having that problem. So it was really great. And not only did I learn about the structure, the politics, the governance structure of CITR, I also heard some great stories. And I also heard there was a conversation about all the different festivals that CITR alumni have been involved with. We were trying to count all the different festivals that have been started or really developed early on by CITR alumni or CITR members. And the list was growing. So from where is it here? Fringe Festival, Doxa, Wine Fest. I think, well, like you heard, our last programmer is very involved with Music Waste. So it's neat. Also learning from these people that have been around a long time just how much of an influence CITR has had, not only just on the airwaves, into podcasts that get archived, but just throughout the culture of Vancouver. So all you students that want to get involved in CITR, you're going to be part of a great tradition. So coming up next, a couple more PSAs. We'll get into some music. All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Student Special Hour.
BeeCooper presents Then and Now, a fundraiser in support of Megaphone Magazine. Plus, enjoy your favorite songs from Ma Petite, Sydney York, and many more. It's happening on Tuesday, August 21st at 9 p.m. at the Biltmore Cabaret. Tickets are $10 and all proceeds go to the Megaphone Magazine, which provides a voice and economic opportunities for the homeless and low-income community. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
I own my 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 media.
The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members. Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I used to sit at home all day.
I used to sit at home all day.
Letting my life a waste away.
Letting my life a waste away.
So salacious, that's right, so salacious. Every Wednesday at 3 p.m., join Sprocket and Scatswan as they take you on a journey through the twists and turns of the variations of electro, swing, hip-hop and alternative music. Every Wednesday, 3 p.m., and only on CITR 101.9 FM.
C-section, snatch me out by the head. I glance at the calendar and it read 1971, the 13th of August. Denise gave birth to a dream, a single mother all alone, and it hurts. A bastard child, Pop Duke, is in the dirt. Now I'm in the bridge on the block called Burning, when girls didn't know a damn thing about burning, burning. Remembering the days of my youth, bust my first nut on a project roof. Now I'm on my way to PS 111, miss of the tricks, living in ghetto heaven. That's when I first saw the face of death, and none of the other brothers are left. Like my man Taye from around the way, on the stage coach where we used to play. You couldn't tell me then we wouldn't live forever. Welcome back, now we got it all together. Love is life and we live by the day. Peace to the brothers who passed away. Passed away, away, away. To end again, I intend. When I lost you, I lost my best friend. You granted me a home and a life that was decent, but instead I ended up in the precinct. A lost soul I didn't understand how precious life was until I was a man. I seen a lot of my friends die in the projects, lost their lives over material objects. But you tried to save me from a young death, death. So I strive.
alive to my last breath. You were the start of my family tree. Gave birth to Junior and then came me. Grand blue, grandmother, sister and my brother. Best friend to me, there can never be another. Never, cause I really need you today. Peace to the mothers who passed away. Away. Understand you're going back to the essence, but I do miss your presence. Too busy trying to be slick and getting over. Back in the days, I used to wish I was older. And I remember. I used to sneak in the house with my eyes all red and duck the blow that was aimed for my head. Running the streets like a runaway slave, but I didn't know you was heading for the grave. Never miss a good friend until they're gone. As long as I'm alive, you're gonna live on and on. Someone who's always there for another. No more snakes in the grass when you're near. Grand Groove, I love you and I wish you were here. I still love you to this very day. One love, Grand Groove, you passed away. Way.
Sailors on the bay have lost the mind.
Shriddly bing bing ding ding whoa.
Ding ling ding ling.
Hey, so I have a guest. Very special guest. He came all the way down the hall to be on the radio. His name's Brad Winter. Hey, Brad Winter.
Hey, Spencer.
What's your name?
Brad Winter.
Okay. So tell us, you know, for all the student-y people out there, what's coming up? What's
Man,
coming up?
A lot of stuff's coming up. Really exciting stuff. we're just having a meeting about a lot of some of these stuff in the staff meeting. Yeah.
Confidential meetings about special things?
Yeah. First week is coming up. Mm-hmm. There's going to be open houses and CHR DJs all around campus.
Awesome.
We're going to be playing like before and after the Live at Lunch.
Right.
Stuff like
Tell us about the Live at Lunch.
Live at Lunch is bands come and play live at lunch. In the courtyard? I guess I won't be in the courtyard this year because that whole place is under construction.
Constriction and construction.
It's under constriction.
You have to walk around like the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone complains about construction at UBC, but this year is ridiculous. There's two like huge areas, like blocks and blocks that are just dug up. You can't go through.
Yeah.
So it's feel kind of bad for the new students next year, like brand new, and they're like,
"It's gonna be so confusing.
How am I supposed to get there?"
Yeah, there's gonna be signs everywhere, all over those fences, like pointing in lots of directions, probably.
Yeah, it'll be confusing. Anyway, so Live at Lunch, programmers from CITR are, you know, select bands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're gonna broadcast probably all of them live. We have quite a few this year, right? Is it seven? Something like that, right? So, yeah, tune into that. And, I mean, all these first week things are kind of opportunities for us to get... I mean, everyone at that point in September is trying to get their word out, all clubs. But, you know, we have an advantage. We can go and play shows and we can have DJs around. And that's when we get a lot of our students in. So we're really planning hard to make sure we can, you know, fit all these people in and make sure we're ready and make sure all our new student execs are totally ready for the big rush. So
We're gonna have like a massive training day.
Awesome.
August 31st.
Great.
All the execs are gonna come. We're gonna full day of training and stuff. It's gonna be exciting. And we're talking about getting more organized with the tours too for open house. Like before it was like people come in and like maybe there'll be someone in the lounge who will be like, okay, let's do a tour, kind of more spontaneous. This year we're going to have like slotted every 15 minutes, so it'll just be sort of a more organized kind of feel, so that should be pretty cool.
Great, so like boom, 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 if you're in, you know, within a few minutes, you'll be doing another
next tours in whatever minutes,
great.
And then,
we should get Nardwar to do a tour.
Yeah, we should.
Really, really should. There's a couple YouTube videos up there of him doing tours in the 80s.
Yeah,
they're
we have
great.
To find those. Yeah. I think we have like three or four different YouTube accounts. We need to like consolidate those.
But we have a new staff member who's been working on that, putting a lot of the videos we live broadcast from Catalano Fest. There's up there. Do you know what the YouTube account is? Should I look it up to let the listeners know?
I don't know what the URL
what the latest
is.
One is.
This is the new one for CITR training, youtube.com/CITR training, I believe it is. And I think we just made some, like, Robin and Selena made a couple of videos just yesterday on, like, the differences between the mixing boards.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, if the first thing you find if you look up CITR on YouTube is Nardwar CITR Radio Tour 1987.
Nice.
Posted 2 years ago by Nardwar. 6,000 views. And then the second one is Grace giving a virtual tour. And then CITR... 101.9 FM is the CITR account, which includes some of those videos from Catalano. You have Aaron Reed live, and then an interview, and then you have Bubber and High live, and then I think the interview is going to be put up later. So stay tuned because we're releasing periodically as those videos, you know, come together. They'll be up. So. You can relive some summer magic deep into the ball when the sun is going to go away. Speaking of the sun, I forgot to mention the last song we heard was from Brastonaut's new album, Mean Sun. It was the title track called Mean Sun. How about that?
How about that? They don't call it a title track for nothing, do they?
No, no. It's a real title track there, eh? Okay, well, so we have about 10 minutes left. I was also going to ask you, Brad Winter. Last year, we started a new kind of service for students, which was the DJ training program, right?
Yeah.
What was it called again?
DJing 101.9.
DJing 101.9. Is that happening again this year?
I should hope so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we need to have a meeting about that. If Brenda's listening, maybe in her office.
Awesome. So that's another, I mean, that's another service that we provide. There's a lot of students who, you know, maybe radio, DJing, doing a show every week isn't their number one priority. Maybe being on a student exec isn't their number one priority, but they have a computer, they have iTunes, they have Traktor or, you know, whatever, but they want to hone those skills. They want to, you know, they have the program. It's so accessible, right? But they need some of those skills. And so you can come learn from the Brad Winter, from, you know, all the great CITR DJs around, you know. It's like we have that knowledge here, but, you know, we need to share it. So that's great, and that program will be growing and growing. And, So how about should I play the Aaron Reed interview, maybe? Would that be a good thing to listen to? I've been talking about this YouTube account so much.
Yeah.
I think I will do that. So coming up right now, I'm going to play the Aaron Reed Live, Cat Solano, the actual track, the live track, and then I'll play the interview. So stay tuned. Listen to CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, normally host of Exploding Hidden Movies Monday nights, but I'm here Saturday of 2 to 4 p.m. here at the Zulu Record Stage here at 4th and Maple. And I'm joined by, right now, the guy who actually just performed, so you just missed him. So you're going to have to, based on conjecture, how he did. So, Aaron Reed.
Hey.
Welcome to CITR. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
That's no problem. You enjoying the festival so far?
Yeah. There's lots of fun stuff to check out.
Well, what have you seen so far that really caught your fancy?
It was really cool. The baby disco was really good.
What is the baby disco?
It's a dude DJing for, like, a bunch of babies, for, like, baby dance.
Awesome.
And there's, like, beanbags. And there's just no one. Well, the babies were all just sitting because I don't think babies understand the concept of night dancing.
Yeah, it's a little abstract to them, but I'm sure there's music. They just are there. Do they have like the headphones on to protect their hearing as well?
No, it was pretty soft.
Okay.
But we were talking about how the DJ was doing a really good job. He wasn't like pandering to them by playing like kids' jams. He was playing like Beatles and stuff like that.
No, it's good. You can't pander to the kids at all. They catch on quickly.
They know.
All right, Aaron, if anyone hasn't heard you before, what would you describe sort of the music that you play? And
I don't know. Like, I guess like pop music with guitars and kind of like sometimes loud, sometimes weird, sometimes straightforward.
That's right. Yeah, I picked up a little bit of a Pavement vibe on that last song
that
you played there. Yeah,
I don't listen to too much Pavement, but that era of music, like I really love Sonic Youth and like Sebado and stuff like that. So
perfect stuff that way. So what's made you sort of decide to become a musician? Was it something
I don't know. I just kind of... my friend in high school got me into some better music than I was listening to at my own choice. So, and then he kind of had a 4-track, so I bought a 4-track. And just recording, and then from there, just getting really... I did, like, violin when I was a kid, so
awesome.
I was always really into... Got really into music, and then... and from there, just kind of, you know, recording things that are total rip-offs of other things. And
so
then,
you start. You stand on the shoulders
exactly.
of giants.
And then
exactly,
just, like...
Yeah.
Kind of keep going from there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So at this point, are you primarily sort of playing by yourself when you sort of focus, or like the band that you've assembled here, which I know has some of the guys from Olmok and Korean Gut? How did sort of that sort of develop together?
Oh, they're all my friends. Like I went to art school with Ellis, and he plays in an amazing band, Flash Palace. And then Olmok and Tom Whalen. They're all friends of mine, and I used to play in Tom's band, Gross Xmas.
Okay.
And him and I do weird things at his house, and we're all just buds and. It's kind of cool because they're all in like really good bands. So and then I just kind of we just turn my recordings into live things. So it's like equally fun hangout times with friends as it is playing.
That's good. Yeah. You always want that good mix of being like a good place to hang out, but still sort of come out with great music.
That's kind of what I want. I don't really want to like yell at people or anything like that.
You could be disciplinary. You could just sort of that military whip the crack thing. It's like, no!
Yeah.
Do the James Brown thing and fine people $5 for a missed note or something like that.
I throw a chair every practice.
That's, of course.
Yeah, myself.
Keeps the strength
up as
well,
too. Throw it really hard against a wall and it deflects and hits me. So no one gets hurt.
You get your scrapes that way.
Yeah, only me. Only I get hurt.
All right. Do you have any music out right now in stores? Or like, I noticed that you had something in Bandcamp. Can you describe that?
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, it's like I wanted to make a Bandcamp page, so I put a bunch of songs in, then I guess it was perceived as an EP. So that is a thing you can download for free.
Oh, awesome.
But I think I was calling it Black Sun. I have a bad habit of constantly trying to call it new things to make myself feel good or something, but...
It sort of gives like role playing in a way. Sort of gives myself a different identity. So like, what were you thinking with Black Sun then? Was it something?
I don't know. I kind of stopped using it because I looked it up and I saw it after I saw this movie about a artist who went blind and kind of recounts this like, anyways, really good movie documentary. Okay. But then I googled it and it's like a Nazi occult symbol too. So I decided not to like be Black Sun anymore. I didn't want to be associated with like Nazi magic.
That would have been more like a 70s Joy Division sort of attitude
exactly.
that way. But it's a little tenuous now. So what's your Bandcamp link or how?
I think if you Google like Aaron Reed Black Sun or Aaron Reed Bandcamp, should be able to find something.
Sounds good. All right. And do you actually have the Aaron Reed Band experience playing live anytime soon?
No, this was kind of the thing.
This was like a one-off?
I'm going to try and record a tape thing. I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to make a bunch of new songs, and then maybe we'll play some stuff.
Excellent. Good to hear. Yeah. Well, Aaron Reed, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks
Great
for having me.
Great set earlier, and take care of yourself, and can't wait to hear what you do next.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Obviously, they're an independent, they're a sovereign country. They'll ultimately make